sisters, come on up here with us. Y'all bring a chair with you. Y'all back there playing Monopoly. I know what y'all doing on Sunday morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you are excited about God? Thank you, Father. Excited about life. How's your prayer life doing? You want to use this, Brother Jesse? You can. Prayer life is doing. Let's go to James chapter 1. Who's got a Bible? Who doesn't have a Bible? Who doesn't have a Bible? Okay, you can use this one. Pass that over. Do you want to share with Sister Kathy? Hey, Brother Will, you can come on down. I don't think we'll tape. Let's start with who's got. Sister, do you want to read real strongly for us? Let's read that first. Give us the first two chapters, and then Brother Rex, give us the first two verses. James is right after Hebrews. Yes, ma'am. Wow, I think that's really neat. How about you? It says, count it all what?
Joy.
Wow. Anybody got anything to joy about today? It says, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. Now let's talk about temptations. What would one consider a temptation to be? What would qualify as a temptation? Letting go of your joy is a temptation. Okay. Brother Jesse? Circumstances not always being. But if you're going to think temptation, we're going to think temptation would be what? Everybody say options. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Or options. There are a bunch of things that anybody can do, but you want to do the what? The God thing. Or what? The right thing. You want to do the right thing with God. So we must count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Everybody say, stand. Stand in your faith. Okay, oh, y'all can stand if you want to. Everybody say, standing in faith. Say it one more time. Standing in faith and counting it joy when you fall into all these strange and diverse temptations or options. Because later on it starts to talk about what? Unstable, double-minded people. We're to have the mind of what? The mind of Christ, right? We're to have the mind of Christ. We need to be complete in our thinking, amen, and focused and ready. And this is how you're going to bring about the will of God in your life, is by being determined and standing in faith, amen? And when you get all these temptations, somebody say laugh at the devil. You know, temptations, people think that temptations is always sin. It's just missing the mark of God's perfect will, God's best for your life. Everything that glitters isn't gold, right? It's what the Lord leads you to do, and what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. His voice leads you to do is what's going to bring you to abundance, what's going to bring you to blessing, what's going to bring you to the perfect place. And the devil wants to do everything in his power to get you away from the what? The perfect will of God. But you're not going to be able to get into the perfect will of God until you get the perfect what? Voice. The devil wants to do everything he can do to keep you from the voice of God. Because if he can keep you from the voice of God, he can keep you from the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
How are you going to know what the will of God is unless you have the will, you know, the voice of God on the inside of you? One of the things I was sitting back on is, everybody say the word motivation. Say it five times. How are you going to, the will of God will come to you. You'll be motivated, inspired to do the will of God as you hear God speak. And how can you hear God speak? There's only one way to hear God speak. You got to listen, and listening to God and different things. It's prayer. Prayer. A lot of people want to avoid prayer. You know, in my life, you know, we can get all the word we want to, all the Bible we want to, all the Bible we want to, but you're to mix this Bible reading time with relationship and with prayer. Because it's really the Spirit of God that reveals the Word unto us. It's through relationship. It's through relationship with God that we're really going to get the heart of God. Anybody ever had dead word time? Yeah, I'm sure you can get Bible time where it's just words across the page. You know, I'm reading the words. The words are right there. And if you ever get to this point to where the Bible becomes just words to you, it's not fresh. It's not fervent. It's not real. You know, it's not, there's no passion to it, anything. That happens when you don't mix a lifestyle of prayer with the Word of God. The Bible says, listen, when you do what God wants you to do, when you got the will of God straight in your heart, you know, you got the voice of God, which gives you the will of God, and you start to follow those things out. It takes patience to follow the will of God. There's only one way to stay inside of the will of God, and when I call someone staying inside of the will of God, that's staying in faith. The person that stays inside of the will of God is really the person that's staying in faith. And then again, the only way that one can stay in the faith says, beloved, building yourself up in the most what? Holy faith. Well, building yourself up in the most holy faith is to build yourself up in the will of God for your life. You know what God wants you to do. You know that's a perfect plan for you. And not many people want to grab a hold of that thing because at times it looks to be difficult, because the will of God is developed in our life by patience and endurance and a little bit of suffering and all of those things. And many times when we get that stuff, it's easier, amen, to go do something quick, to work up something quick. Somebody say diverse temptations. How many of you ever wanted to stray from the will of God because it looked like something down the road a little bit, something that takes a little bit of faith to develop, something prayer needs to get involved with it before it really happens? You have to change yourself for the will of God to come out in your life. But there are some easier things out there that one can do. Well, you need to learn to protect yourself from diverse temptations by staying in the joy of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And also by building yourself. Many people want to fall away from faith. Amen? Fall away from the will of God for their life and their destiny. And they want to stray from those things. There's only one way to establish yourself in the will of God, or in the path of God for your life. That's to build yourself up in the most holy faith. Doing what? Praying in the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good? You're having to find that out. You know, praying in the Holy Spirit will build you up in the most holy faith. Listen, if there's a destiny for your life, and I know there is, if there's something that God wants you to do, listen, as you do that thing, as you walk out the will of God in your life, God calls that faith. Amen? And many times we become weak in the faith. You know, we become weak in our vision. People become weak in the vision of God for their life. And there's only one way that one can become weak in the vision or the will of God for their life. It's a lack of prayer. Everybody say pray.
Pray.
Say it one more time.
Pray.
Say it one more time.
Pray.
Let's say it two more times.
Pray. Pray.
That's the only way that you're going to bring about the will of God in your life. Knowing the will of God is not going to bring it about, because you're going to grow faith. You're going to grow weak in the faith. You're going to go weak in the faith. Just knowing what God wants you to do, you're going to weaken. Your flesh is going to win out and say, hey, you don't want to do that. You don't have to do that. I could hear God 5 years ago and know that it's God and seen the light flash and all these other things. But if I don't continually pray in the Holy Spirit, amen, I'm not going to continually walk out what God wants me to walk out of. Walk in and do the things that God wants me to do. Somebody say supernatural lifestyle of prayer. Now, Jesus came in faith. He came to win the whole world to the Father. And how was he able to keep his passion fresh within him and keep the vision of God fresh within him? There was only one way he was able to. Notice that he prayed a lot, that throughout the night season he would go and he would pray. He was building himself up in the will of God for his life. And there are many of us that we grow weak in our faith, amen, because we refuse to pray in the Spirit. Somebody say prayer again. Now, I want you to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Anybody tempted to stray from the will of God in their life? Well, if you're tempted to stray from the will of God, there are options out there. You're getting sick. You say, I'm tired of waiting on God. I want to go do something else. There's only one remedy for that, and that's to get drunk in the Holy Spirit, whether you realize it or not. Someone say, count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Laugh your way out of it. Okay? And listen. Proving the faith works with patience, and patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. But if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to us freely with no reproach, and it will be given to him. And let him ask in faith, doubting nothing. But the one who doubts is like the waves of the sea, being driven by the wind and being tossed. For do not let that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. How many want to have your prayers answered? How many want to have your prayers answered? Well, before you can have your prayers answered, you got to know what God wants to do. When you pray in line with the will of God, amen, you can have confidence that God wants to get it done. If God told you to do something, you can go to him and ask for his help in getting what he wants you to get done. So you got to ask, knowing that whatsoever we ask in faith, it shall be done. I would encourage everybody tomorrow morning and Friday morning to watch Brother Copeland. Anybody see Brother Copeland on television this morning? It was so good, Brother Copeland's teaching on prayer. And it was talking about the prayer of petition. And I like that prayer. He said when they got together, he actually read the same Bible verse that we taught from Friday, Sunday night in church. How they prayed for boldness, that signs and wonders would be done by their holy child, Jesus. Amen. That signs and wonders would be performed. And what Brother Copeland taught, he said, listen, he believes that they had wrote a corporate prayer. That they got together and wrote this prayer out because they all prayed with one voice. How are they all going to pray the same prayer with one voice unless they were either reading it from something or it was a memorized prayer? Well, he said that this is one thing that we as a body of believers today should learn to do. Somebody say, same one voice, prayers. And I thought, well, my goodness, this sounds like something we need to do at Nations Church. Isn't it just like God? You know, the scripture that we teach out on Sunday night, Brother Copeland teaches and takes it to a different level. What would happen if we really figured out what God wanted to do? And I believe we know that. And we put our faith together and wrote one prayer for everybody to pray, and we all prayed it and believed that God would fulfill it. Somebody say, without doubting in their heart. When we used to put them up on the screen, we would all get together and we would all pray the same thing, believing that God would meet every need. Do you know he'll meet those needs as we believe him to do so? Hallelujah. Kind of quiet in here tonight, but it's still good anyhow. Praise the Lord. So we should pray without wavering in our faith, knowing that whatsoever we ask of the Lord, we will receive, because we are not double-minded. Means that we're not, double-minded people are people that are tempted. How are you going to ask, someone says, I'm about to run from something. How are you going to ask God to bail you out of something that you're not certain you want to be in anyhow? Someone say double-mindedness. Notice that it talks about being tempted of all kinds of diverse temptations. And we figured out the diverse temptations could be many demonic options. There's only one way. Amen. There's only one way with God. There's a right and bright and shining path. Amen. The path is the way that the Holy Spirit leads you. Amen. And there are no detours. Amen. No shortcuts. Praise God. It's only listen to the Holy Spirit and obey no matter what. Sometimes you got to close your eyes of flesh and just keep walking. And you're only going to do that as you're praying in the Holy Spirit. But many people aren't able to spiritually walk because we refuse to pray the way God wants us to pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. He that is double-minded, he is a double-souled man. Somebody say double-souled. That's what I get. That's what that double-minded means, double-souled man. And not dependable in, somebody say not dependable. My word. My word. That's, he says he's double-minded and unstable. Basically, unstable means undependable. Somebody say, when we get around God, we should be like God. Look at somebody and say, you can depend on me.
Depend on me.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Praise God. If we're going to be like God, if we're going to be faith-filled. I mean, faith means, this is, I'm going to let you see this. This is the same thing in my Bible. I'm not making stuff up, brother. Somebody say, here this man goes. Yeah, I just got back to church. I had my foot hurt, and there he goes in my face about this stuff. No? Amen? The Word of God, I just picked it up as you picked it up. I saw your face. I wouldn't have thought about it until I saw your face. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, somebody say, praise God. He is double-souled and not dependable on all his ways. But I believe God, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be that way. We're going to learn to come out of that. Somebody say amen. We're not going to, we used to say, you can't trust anybody else. Just trust Jesus. Well, if Jesus is in you, you should be able to be trusted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, we should look like Jesus. We were made in the image of Jesus, and some of his characteristics should flow over to us. We should have that same kind of anointing that Jesus had. Jesus was on the cross and stayed there and didn't get down. Somebody say amen. Well, we believers need to be the same way sometime. We need to pick up ministry. Amen. We need to pick up burdens. We need to pick up anointings and hang there. Somebody say just hang there. Hang there with the call. Hang there with the manifestation and be stable. Amen. And you'll receive what you want from God. Somebody say take no options. See, that's what the devil wanted to throw to Jesus when he took him out to the wilderness. You know, Jesus was filled with the Spirit. And someone thinks when you get filled with the Spirit, nothing happens to you. You're free. Immediately the devil came. And he went out to the minute. He took Jesus out to the wilderness, and Jesus out in the wilderness. And all the devil did was give to Jesus was what? Option after option after option. And Jesus would have taken those options if he did not know what the will of God was for his life. And many people aren't taking options. Oh, boy. Because they don't know what the will of God is for their life. And someone says, well, God, not my fault that I don't know the will of God. If you don't pray, yes, it is. There are a lot of people that will never know the will of God and still be held accountable for the will of God. Amen. It's your responsibility to get in relationship with God to find out what he said about you. Don't think because you didn't hear him say it, he didn't say it. Before the worlds were formed, he spoke to you. Did you know that? Before the worlds were framed, he had you, he called your name out and said, this is what Judith is to do. And you know what all you're going to hear when you go to God is the echo of what he said thousands and thousands and thousands and before time began. He's already said what he wanted you to do. He's already said what he wanted you to become. Somebody said,
it's already spoken.
You don't go to God, he just comes up for something. Let me see what I'm going to have her do. Let me make up something for, here comes Rod. Y'all got anything over there in that department over there? Give him a church somewhere.
Before the worlds were formed, God already spoke what he wants to accomplish out of your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you got to find that out. And you got, and once you find out what the will of God is for your life, you need to keep yourself built up in the faith. Built up in faith that you won't stray from the call of God on your life. And that's where you'll be blessed. It's one thing to start. It's another thing to finish.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I won't be one of those that finishes. There have been lots of people that started. That guy started that big balloon thing around the whole world. He went out there, and I looked at the paper one day and said, he's halfway around the world. I was like, whoo, that boy is so cool. Next day, I drove up there to Starbucks Coffee, and I saw the balloon all packed up there on the front page. Didn't even have to buy the paper, front thing. It's over. It's one thing to start. It's another thing to finish. And you will never finish. Amen. If you're going to finish, you got to finish in prayer. You got to supply yourself and keep yourself built up in the faith. You don't want to lose the voice of God.
Amen.
It's the voice of God that gives you strength. It's the voice of God that gives you inspiration. Amen. And without that voice and without that inspiration, amen, you'll go kaploop.
Amen.
Some say, build yourself up. In the most holy faith. When you know what God wants you to do, you don't feel like doing it, it's time to build yourself up. Somebody say, I got to psych myself up for this. Say it again. Well, I'm preaching to you what I had to preach to myself. I was telling Brother Jesse in the car, I said, Brother Jesse, you think after 4 years we'd be on easy street by now, things should be a lot easier. But when I search in the spirit, it's going to take more effort. More Holy Spirit prayer, more anointing, more fasting, more faith, more preaching, more belief, amen, more stability, amen, more grace, more love. Whatever it took us to get this far, it's going to take us all that put together to get us to the next season.
Amen.
And I told myself, I said, I don't feel like doing this. You ever gotten that way? You know, I say, man, well, it's not in me. I ain't got it. Oh, y'all looked at me like I'm crazy. I said, look, if I got to do this all over again, hey, it ain't in here. I said, hang it up. I ain't got faith for it. Don't want the faith for it. Amen. But then when we read in our Bible, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith. You can build yourself up to do what God wants you to do just by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if I'm going to do it, guess what? I figured out nobody wants to do it. What does that mean? Everybody's not praying the way God wants them to pray. Hallelujah. If you don't find yourself excited and ready to go take down what God wants to take down, I know it's the will of God for us to win the city. I know it's the will of God for us to rule and to reign. Somebody say amen. I know it's the will of God for us to stay strong in the Lord and strong in the power of his might. I know it's the will of God for us to worship God. I know it's the will of God for us to have a choir. I know if it's the will of God for us to fill this place. I know it's the will of God for us to outgrow this place. I know it's the will of God for us to win and reign. I know without a shadow of a doubt, this is what God wants. Do you hear what I'm saying? We could do it anywhere, anyhow. Do you know that? This is what God wants. And I say, well, how are you going to get it done? Amen. Where is it going to come from? Hey, I can't tap dance that fast. God says you're going to have to pray the will of God into manifestation. We talked Sunday morning about special anointings. Well, different people will be anointed to do what God wants them to do. What we have to do here in this community, what we have to do in our lives will only come about by as a grace from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that grace is not going to come and fall on anybody until we get to the point to where we pray. And then when we start to pray, somebody say, pray.
Pray.
Pray. Say it again.
Pray.
Those things we don't have, the anointing of God will start to stir people. Amen. If you don't have a children's church worker, guess what you can do? You can pray in the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden somebody will start acting like a child. Somebody say you can pray it into existence. You can pray to where people change to where God's, amen. You can build yourself up in the most holy faith to where you can get the faith to believe for stuff you can't see happening in the natural, amen. And with faith, all things are possible. There are a lot of people that are living by options instead of by faith. Amen. I want to finish out my course with the perfect will of God. Amen. No side tracks, no side roads. Amen. Amen. Walking through it. Amen. Somebody say, no compromise.
No compromise.
Amen. Didn't succumb to any type of temptation. Amen. This is an easier field. Amen. Amen. But stuck there, right in the middle. Somebody say, not double-minded. Not double-souled, amen, amen, but stable, amen. This is exactly what God said, and I'm going to stay here, and when I don't feel like staying, I'm going to pray myself till I do.
Amen.
Somebody say
praise God.
Everything your head wants to do is in God. And just because your head doesn't want to do it doesn't mean it's God, amen. Doesn't mean it's not God. How do you know what the Holy Spirit wants to do until you develop yourself spiritually? Until you talk to Him and walk with Him. Amen. Relationship with God will cause you to have your heart beat in sync with God. Hallelujah. What time is it? Don't want to out-preach myself here. What time you got to, who you got to watch? Huh? She said, out-preach myself, huh? What time is it here? 7:45. It's still good. So we must pray. Somebody say pray.
Pray.
Pray. Say it one more time.
Pray.
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 There's only one thing to do. Listen, if you're not inspired to pick up ministry naturally, it's the result, first of all, not because nobody's organized. It's a result not because you don't have time. It's a result not because you don't feel like it. Amen. If you're not in the ministry, it's the result of a lack of prayer. Because if you get into prayer, you're going to get into contact with the Holy Ghost. And then when you get into contact with the Holy Ghost, you're going to get in contact with Jesus. And when you get into contact with Jesus, you're going to get acquainted with the passion of God. When you hang around certain people and certain people are called and certain people are inspired about certain things, you're going to pick up their passion. And there's no way possible for anybody to touch the heart of God, amen, and not get into passion about ministry, about souls, about church, about anything. Somebody say, it will change you. You can tell when someone's talked with Jesus and someone's walked with Jesus. They don't walk the same way, amen. There are certain things that people, certain lifestyles that people have, and certain ways that people do things. It's totally, it's nothing but the result of a lack of prayer in the Holy Ghost. You can pray yourself busy.
Amen.
Say it one more time. Say, pray yourself
busy.
And many people say, I'm just waiting for God to show me what to do. I'm just waiting for God to show me what to do. I'm just waiting. It's not my time yet. I'm just waiting. Well, listen, faith without works is dead. Somebody, I like that. This brother comes in saying amen. He's just glad to be in the house. I'm here to let you know faith without works is dead. And there's no such thing as anybody being in any kind of faith with no kind of works and manifestation. Amen. They might have started someplace, but if there's no works in manifestation, there's no faith in activation. And if there's no faith in activation, it's because they have not taken time, amen, to get in the spirit of the Holy Ghost and build themselves up in the faith. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So pray until something happens. Notice that when they were in the upper room, they were all in the upper room, all gathered in one place with one mind, and they all did what? They all prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed, and as they prayed, the Holy Ghost fell, and after the Holy Ghost fell, they were all filled, amen, and what happened? They got to be motivated. Somebody say motivation. Prayer, inspiration, motivation. Say it one more time. Prayer, inspiration, motivation, obedience. It's a natural thing. But beloved, building yourself up. How many want that supernatural faith? By faith. Let's go there in that scripture in Hebrews. Let's find the by faith scripture in Hebrews. Who's got it? Hebrews chapter, what is it? Hebrews 10. This is good. Hebrews 11. Rita went to Regency. I went to Christ for the Nations. Okay. Hallelujah. Somebody say, by faith. Now, faith is a, get up and read this like you're preaching. Get up and read it. Amen. Get up and read it. Woo, I like that. Somebody say, now faith. That means right now. Go ahead. Where'd my coffee go? There has been a, did somebody rapture the coffee? Oh, you did? Okay, go ahead. Okay. Now, when we say, somebody say, by faith, when we say by faith, what by faith basically means is somebody heard God. Somebody got in relationship with God. You can stand on just for a moment, Brother Jesse. Now, when we see everybody talking about, I'm going to do it by faith, I'm going to do it by faith, but you got to understand what by faith is. By faith is you heard God, and you're sticking to what God said and living in accordance to what you heard. Amen. And you will get out of the faith just as quick as you got in the faith if you don't build yourself up in it. You got to hear God and hear the will of God and then build yourself a wall around yourself, praying every day in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, or you'll get out of what God wants you to get into. You can pray yourself in it or talk your way out of it. And the devil is always there to help you and assist you in it. Somebody say options. And you'll take options unless you realize how stupid they are and laugh at them. Amen. There are certain things the devil, you know, the devil throw all kind of stuff in you that look real good. Ha, 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 ha. I know what that is. Nope. People say, but you're stupid. You need to get out of that. You're stupid. I'd do that. Girl, if I were you, I'd jump all over that. That's your opportunity. Come on now. Every once in a while, you got to do the thing with God. Hang on there, even though it looks funny. Amen. Amen. Even though it looks funny to hang on in there. Somebody say amen. Amen. Laugh about it. There have been lots of people that got on a lot of seemeth good to me ideas. Amen. Thought you should jump on those seemeth good ideas, and you left them alone. Amen. And I laughed at them when they started. Amen. And when the thing ended up, I laughed at them. Amen. Somebody say joy. You got to learn to laugh if you're going to stay in what God wants. Amen. There are certain things, you know, unless you nullify those by letting them see how silly the plan of the devil is. Amen. See, a lot of us are, you know, we get options. We don't laugh at the options. We cry. Look at all I missed now, Lord. I could have had that. I could have done. I could have been out with my boys. Left it up here in church. See, a lot of us are moaning, you know, and crying about all the options that God's delivered us out of, you know, and that attitude's not going to get you anything with faith.
You understand what I'm talking about today? Amen. For the joy set before him, someone said joy, he endured the cross. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if you're not going to do it with joy, you're just not going to do it. You're not going to be able to endure unless you can laugh at some stuff. Amen. Unless you get that attitude about laughing at it. Amen. Some say laughing on the outside, praying on the inside. Somebody say praise the Lord. This is good teaching tonight. This is really good teaching tonight. Yes, it is. Somebody say building yourself up in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Laughing at every one of the devil's options. You know, Brother Hagin practiced this. Somebody say, there you go, talking about Brother Hagin. Amen. Better than talking about other people that can't get nothing done. Amen. Brother Hagin said the devil came to him with several options. And the only way he said he would, devil came to him with an option about his brother. He was praying about his brother. And devil came to him and said, oh, your brother will never be saved. And Brother Hagin said he replied to the devil with a laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Not going to take that option, devil. Amen. I'm going to stand in faith. The word of God says here, amen, that if I pray this prayer and I believe God, that these things will be done. Amen. And he defeated the devil. Amen. If you don't have the opportunity, amen. Ooh, this is teaching us how to overcome. Or we can put this aside and wander in the wilderness forever. Amen. Or we can figure out what the word of God says about some things. Amen. Build ourselves up. Amen. Doesn't matter how difficult the mountain, how high the mountain is you got to climb. Amen. Doesn't matter how big the army is you got to fight. Amen. Doesn't matter how many giants are out there. Doesn't matter how big the lion is. Doesn't matter how big the bear is. Doesn't matter how big the hail storm, the hail is that's falling out of the sky. Amen. Doesn't matter how high the water is. All it matters is how much you believe in the word of God, because the word of God will always be true. Amen. But it depends on how obedient you're going to be and how confident you're going to be in the will of God for your life to stand there anyhow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you can do some great and mighty things if you build yourself up in the holy faith. And when I say build yourself up in the holy faith, I'm talking about you've heard God, you believe God and the devil. I tell you what, when the devil can get at your faith, it's because you're not built in it. Are you sure God really wants to do that? See, some of those things, see, if you don't laugh immediately when the devil comes at you at certain stuff, that means because you're not developed in your faith in that area. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you're starting to doubt and to waver in your faith concerning your promise, your doubting and your wavering is the result. Amen? Amen? It's that you have not, amen, protected your faith in prayer and in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what God wants to do, we can't get it done without him. Do you know what God wants to do in this city and what God wants to do in this church? I know without a shadow of a fact, we can't do it without him. Amen. Wouldn't want to do it without him. What he wants to get done will only happen as we get into relationship with him. Do you know that? Yeah. I tell you what, I figured out that my faith is so weak when I don't talk to him. And I'm not just talking about praying, oh, our Father who art in heaven, shaka-baka-baka all day long. I'm talking about walking and talking with Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? We don't talk with God. You're going to talk with some other stuff. Amen. But it's that walking and talking with Jesus. Amen. When you get with Jesus in the morning and you've developed yourself in faith where you can hear him, where he whispers. That one word of whisper will keep you in the promise of God every day. You need to get to that same level. And you need to get in that same confidence. Amen. You need to get to that place. Somebody say amen. Jesse said, you know, Nations Church is the thing that's a church. It's of the Spirit of God. I believe this. And God said it again and again. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Yes. What God wants to do in this place is not going to happen because somebody gets rich. There's not enough money in the world because we like to spend money.
Do you know that? It's not going to be the result of how much money somebody gets. Thank God when they get it. Amen. But there will always be a need that arises. Hallelujah. What God's going to do is not going to be the result of somebody can play, you know, we get a new song. That's not going to do it. That's nice, but that's not going to do it. It's not going to be because all of a sudden we decide to clean the building real good and put signs out. Thank God for it. But that's not going to do it. What's going to do it is when Jesus, amen, starts to walk and talk with the individuals in the house and starts to motivate them. Then people will know that these people have been with God. Amen. These people know God. They've been with God. There's something different about them. Amen. That's what's going to do it. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, by relationship with the Spirit of God, will this thing get done. Somebody say praise God. So, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith. And if you don't got one, how many say, oh, I got faith? How many people say that? I got faith. Well, yeah, I got faith. Well, what do you got faith in? I got faith in Nations Church. Where's your works at Nations Church? I got faith in my family getting saved. Well, where's your works in your family salvation? Amen. I got faith that I'm going to prosper, rule, and reign. Then where are your works of faith in the area of prosperity? Where are your seeds? Amen. Where are your faith actions? Faith in any area. Do you hear what I'm saying? Faith in any area of your life without works, it's dead. And many people aren't. You know what? Many people have said, I got a vision, I got a dream out there, I got a purpose out there, I got something that God wants to do, and I'm here to tell you by the Holy Ghost, if you're not working it, it's dead. Amen. But God's the God that calls things that are dead back to life again. Amen. God will awaken those dead things in you, things you never worked on, things you never thought about, things you never shaken, amen, and said, hey, wake up here. That thing's not dead, we can do it. Get in relationship with me, let's work it again. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise God. Say it real crazy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love God. Woo-hoo. Somebody say, I'm calling my faith back to life again. How am I going to do it? Amen. If you don't have faith, you'll give in to the devil's options. And the devil doesn't come to give you life. He doesn't come to give you victory. He doesn't come to give you health and healing and all those things. The devil's come to kill, steal, and destroy. It's all swampland. Ain't no beach land. Glory to God. There's no gold at the end of his rainbow. It's a lie. Don't believe him. For the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Because if there was a better way out, God would have already given it. If there was a better path, God would have put it before you. Amen. God's way is always the best way. Somebody say, thank God. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Hallelujah. Not from the devil. Glory to God. Not from his options. He just doesn't get in a good mood and say, I'm going to bless the children of God for a couple of weeks. Let me go help him out. I'm going to let them know that I can do good. There's no good within him. Hallelujah. So you can be confident, amen, that what God spoke to you is his will, and you will only know that if you get into prayer with him. Amen. Yeah. Stick to it. When you hear God say, I believe it, but it'll never happen. You should have given up a long time ago. I tell you what, with some of the things that are happening today, you should be able, the things that man is doing today, you should be able to believe God. Cloning? That's what men can do in their lowest state. Well, why don't you, it should be easy to believe God when you see what these idiots can do today. Amen. God says he's the God that wants to bring your vision to pass. He wants to bring your dreams to pass. Amen. But you need to develop your faith. You need to develop your faith. I'm feeling that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that God wants to bring it to pass. But you need to develop your faith. Glory to God. You need to develop your faith and say, I will take no options. I will take no shortcuts. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think that's, are we at 8:30 yet? 8:35. Somebody say, praise God. I feel a Holy Ghost fit coming on. Amen. If we pray and we believe and we trust God, amen, anything can happen. And probably will. Somebody say amen. I mean, you need to take the options button off your computer. Somebody say praise God. There's only one thing on God's menu. When it comes, we expect to see this whole array of stuff on his menu. There's just steak. What you want? Steak. I mean, God doesn't have a high plan, low plan, medium range plan. Amen. I mean, you can go buy all kind of stuff with God. You can go get all, and people think that's the way with their life. You can have it any way you want to. You know, you can come with God, take it. I'm going to take the A plan, the B plan, the C plan. You know, you get cable television, you get somewhere, you get three movies, some you get all the movies sent, you get everything. And we think God, we think it's that way. We're used to dealing with people. We have too many options with, you know, with people. Take it hot, take it cold. Amen. You know, do as much as you want, as little as you want, self-paced, full-paced. But if you look at God's will for your life, amen, there's only one button. It's the truth. There's only one. There's only one. You know, I got it on three. You know, I got it on three, and I worked this thing through. There's only one. Perfect obedience. Walk with God. Hear God. Believe it. Pray in the Holy Ghost until you start to do it. Because when you start to walk out in that vision, you're going to need to pray to stay there. Oh, God, you got me out here. Lord Jesus, where are you at? Somebody say praise God. You got to have faith to start it and faith to stay out there and finish it. Amen. Amen. But you can do what God wants you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. For all that are low in the faith tonight, somebody say hallelujah. This is the time we get you to respond. For everybody that's low in the faith today, how many of you are glad that Jesus gave you the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. He said, now you got to put some RAM. You need some RAM. Some RAM in your computer. Amen. Make your programs run right. Some of your programs aren't running right. I mean, they're skipping. Amen. Computers are crashing. And people's computers are crashing. You're crashing all the time. You know, you start out and all of a sudden just don't run no more. You're trying to run the program of God. Then all of a sudden you get to running it. And all of a sudden it gets to the point where you're ready to run one program. Ready to do something. And all of a sudden it shuts down. Well, I just can't run this program. No, you just need to go out and get some more RAM. Especially when the RAM's free. Amen. Especially when the RAM's free. Amen. Somebody say, 486 has got to go. 486 has got to go. Just not old Pentium 2's got to go. You need a new processor.
Yes.
Amen. You need to process things differently.
Amen.
And many people process things through their flesh. You need a Pentium 3 processor where it goes straight to the Spirit and says, okay, I'll do it. I won't stumble over it, and you got to have lots of RAM, lots of Spirit, and lots of anointing behind it to fulfill everything he calls you to do. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I'm no longer a 486.
No way.
What's that 2 thing they used to have out? Yeah, there's some 286s. You should find some 286s. Amen? They stumble out of, I mean, their computer crashes when it tells them to go to church. I mean, forget trying to get them to do anything when they get there, but you try to get the thing to come on. Some of them don't even run Windows. What do I call Windows? That means that's the operating system where they get into the realm of the Spirit. Some of them crash before they ever get to Windows. Then you got some people that get all these programs on their computer screen, all these programs up there. They loaded them all, but they can't run any of them. God's always telling them, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I can do this, I can do that, but none of the programs running. Hallelujah. But you need an upgrade in the Spirit of God, an upgrade in your processor. You need lots of RAM so you can run every program that God wants you to run and be successful in your life. Or fail if you want to. Hallelujah. But those that are ready for God, ready, amen, and say, I will pray. I will pray. Say it one more time. I will build myself up. In this faith on the inside of me. Because this faith in me will work. God is not a man that he should lie. Listen, your faith, that you've got faith on the inside of you. You're not dead. You know what God wants to do. There's a certain measure of faith in every individual. You know God can do it. But how do you get him to do it? Amen. I know just enough to know he can do it. Well, how do I let him do it? You got to build yourself up in that faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Refresh our faith once again. Inspire our vision once again. Amen. But you're not going to focus on your faith. Taking every one of the devil's options. Focus. Amen. Praise God. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Get determined. Somebody say, I'm determined. Say, I'm determined. You can stand up if you want to. This is good. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right there. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, no options, no options. Double-minded. You can hang that mess up. Amen. You better hang that double-minded mess up. If you're going to go in the flesh, you better go with all of your strength. Get yourself a gun, a baseball bat. Pull everything out of the bank. Tap dance. Get yourself a begging bucket. Amen. Because you're going to need every ounce of it. If you're going to do it by the Spirit of God, you better do it by faith and totally by faith. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says God. You better, the best thing for you is what you're believing on the inside. If that's what God said, that's what it should be. You better hold on to that. You forget them backup plans. I'm going to believe God, but just in case he doesn't go through, come through. You need to get so strong in your faith and say, listen, this is what I'm going to have. This is what I'm going to do, and this is the way it's going to come out. Start to pray in that fashion and live according to it. Building yourself up in that faith that the devil's not going to be able to tempt you. People will come to you with dumb mess and distractions. You'll start to laugh at them. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be able to see every one of the devil's clowns. Hallelujah. Build yourself up. Trusting in God. Believing in God. Hallelujah. Take time to wait. What do you think God's been telling about this month of August? To separate yourself and to get into prayer, get in the Word, get in the Spirit, get in the anointing of God. Just get in, get spiritual. Just develop yourself to take that time. Why? God wants you to build yourself up in your most holy faith. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I can do all things through Christ. Who strengthens me? Say, he strengthens me. He strengthens me. Say, I'm going to win. You better tell your flesh, I'm going to win. You better tell your flesh, I'm going to prevail. I'm going to prevail. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. You will not rule. You will not dictate me. My spirit will reign. Glory to God. I will walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. You better serve notice on that flesh. It'll take you down. Glory to you better serve notice. Say, I will be spiritual. I will not be fleshly motivated. Glory to God. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not just strong-willed, but strong-spirited by the Spirit of God. Serve notice on your flesh right now. The devil's no problem. Serve notice on your flesh. Glory to God. You better get that boy in check. Hallelujah, because there's a battle going on. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and all kind of stuff. Amen. But you have to serve notice on the one and no one lose control. You. Glory to God. Say, listen, we're going to do what God wants us to do. Amen. Have a takeover on the inside. I dare you to serve notice on the flesh and have a spiritual takeover. Have a spiritual takeover. Amen. Somebody been calling the shot and taking all these dumb options. Glory to God. You better get to the Spirit of God. To where there'll be no compromise in your life. No compromise in your spirit. Have a takeover. Glory to God. I tell you what, the flesh going to try to get behind the wheels. It doesn't know where it's going. Hallelujah. It doesn't know where it's going. Glory to God. It doesn't know what it's doing. It's the Spirit. Glory to God. By my Spirit. Glory to God. All them dumb options the flesh has got. Glory to God. You'll be under a bridge someplace. You better believe God. Hallelujah. It'll talk you out of God's best. Do where the Spirit of God leads you to go. Go. Amen. Do what God tells you to do. Amen. But you won't be able to do that if you don't hear him and you don't develop yourself spiritually. Glory to God. Your flesh says you better run. You better stick on, hang on in there and trust God and believe God and watch it work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, I will not be one of the dumb ones. Just confess it. I will not be one of the dumb ones. I'll be led by my Spirit. I'll be strong in God. Glory to God. I'm not going to be dumb. No, I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't be dumb. Glory to God. You need to serve notice. I'll follow the Spirit of God. I'll be strong in faith. I'll learn to hold on to stuff. Amen. I will not be dominated by my flesh. Glory to God. I'll not be dominated by my own understanding. Amen. I'll be ruled by the Word and by the Spirit of God, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I will stand strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Glory to God. And now put your hand on the person beside you. And you tell them that right now. You look at them in the face, too, if you get a chance. Glory to God. And you serve notice to them. Say, I'm telling you right now, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you tell them right now, you will be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You will not be fleshly dominated, but you'll be spiritually motivated to do what God wants you to do. You're going to be strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. Oh, you're not going to be one of them dumb ones. Glory to God. You're going to be spiritually strong, hallelujah, full of the Holy Ghost, full of God's power, full of His might, able to confess things and see them manifest. Glory to God. When you live like that, stuff will happen for you. Glory to God. Miracles will happen. Provision will come. Glory to God. Yes, they will. Things will turn for you. Somebody say, it'll turn. Glory to God. The Spirit knows how to run this show. You need to impeach the flesh. Somebody say, glory to God. You need to vote him out. Amen. You, the Holy Ghost, you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you need to vote out the flesh and put the Spirit in control. Somebody say, and run the show and get what God wants to get it done. Say, I evict you in Jesus' name. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. For I have the mind of the Spirit. And I only will out. Now, see, you can't just put your spirit in control and expect it to stay there. See, that's what happens to a lot of people. They get in these little church services, get all pumped up. Woo-hoo! Yes, yes, yes. They get their spirit out there all in control and don't give it no backup. You need to put them in control and then get some people around it. Amen. Praying the Holy Ghost around that spirit so the flesh can't get to it. Amen. You got to put your spirit in the seat. Amen. In the seat of authority. And once you get it there, you need to pray in the Holy Ghost to make sure it stays there. Amen. Because they'll pull him right out. I mean, by the time you get to that door right there, the flesh can pull him right. You better get out of my seat. Glory to God. But it will do it every time. But if you keep yourself in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, your spirit will stay there. Amen. And as long as your spirit's there, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Let's give him a little bit of backup. Can we do that just for a little bit? Just stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost for 5 minutes. Amen. Give him a little bit of help. Amen. Announce. Somebody say, have yourself a spiritual coordination. Amen. Inauguration. Amen. You're going to inaugurate your spirit that just took authority in your life. Tell the flesh to sit down and keep its mouth shut and wait for the day of its change. Glory to God. Say, one day you'll be changed in a moment, the twinkle of an eye. Until then, sit down, shut up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just pray. Say, this time you're going to stay there, spirit. Glory to God. You will not decrease. Glory to God. You will increase. We will keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can stay there. Somebody say, I'm tired of getting in the seat and getting out of it, getting in it, get out of it. Glory to God. This is how you get in the seat of authority and stay there. Glory to God. God wants you to stay there. Glory to God. To stay in power, to stay in authority. Glory to God. Stay there. Amen. Don't just get up there for 15 minutes in a church service, but get up there and stay there. Amen. How do you stay there? You got to build yourself a fort around your spirit by praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't allow him to get any notes to any of the meetings that you have with God. Keep them all in tongues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't send him memos. Amen. Don't keep him informed. Give him no briefings. Glory to God. Just keep it a spiritual thing. You need to have confidence in that spirit. You need to have confidence in the spirit. Say, my spirit knows what it's doing. It's good. Glory to God. Because God has recreated it. Hallelujah. You're no longer tossed to and fro, scared, unstable, undependable. Glory to God. Your spirit is ready. It's been with God for a long time. Oh, wisdom. Oh, wisdom. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. I foresee that right now. I just sense that right now in my spirit. Glory to God. That the wisdom of God is going to come and start pouring out of your spirit. People are going to say, where'd you get them smarts? Where'd you get that wisdom? It's the spirit of God. As it starts to take control, I can see your friends coming up to you. And all of a sudden, out of your mouth, you don't even know where it comes from. Wisdom comes out of your mouth. Amen. With the right direction, with the right word. Amen. With the right response. Hallelujah. It'll be like gliding on ice. Hallelujah. Soaring in the spirit. Somebody, there's going to be a change in my life. Glory to God. There's going to be a change in my life. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. That's what you need to be when the Spirit starts to lead you places, start telling you to do things. Yes, sir. Here we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, how can you expect your spirit to rule and reign with no backup? You got to give it some forces. You know that? It's got to be like them people down in the, what is it, South America places. When they take over, they can't take over without an army. How do you expect your spirit to take over without an army? I'm talking about your spirit on the inside of you. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, it dispatches angels. That's right. Hallelujah. You better make sure your spirit takes over. Let me tell you what, your flesh has got a big army. It's been in control for a long time. Amen. You need to take it over with a bigger army. Amen. You need to wake up every morning dispatching troops and forces to keep your spirit in control. If not, amen, that old dictator, it'll get back up again. You hear what I'm saying? It'll get back up again. Somebody say the dictator of the flesh. And he's dumb. He'll cause a country to lose. Amen. He's not righteous. He's not holy. Amen. He'll keep the ground from blossoming. Amen. Amen. He'll have you marching down, not beside the peaceful waters, going this way when God says go that way. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Put the Spirit in the place of authority. Amen. And then every morning, every day when you wake up, dispatch. Amen. Make sure that he has everything he needs. Amen. To stay in authority and stay in control. And how can you tell whether the Spirit's in control? Your actions. When you judge your actions and your words are not lined up with the things of God, and you find out, what am I doing? I'm not motivated. What's happened right now? Somebody else is somebody else is calling the shots. Somebody else is calling the shots. Well, you need to go up there. You need to get praying in the Holy Ghost. Say, we're going to have a little war here. Amen. We're going to be a little war on the inside. We're going to take it down by the Spirit. That's what somebody asked about fasting. That's what fasting does. Fasting wages war on the inside between the spirit and the flesh. Glory to God. That's what the fast really does. What it does is it starves out the troops of the flesh. Amen. So that the troops of the spirit will be able to take control. Somebody say amen. Send a famine to the flesh. I dare you start a fast. Send a famine on the flesh. Somebody say amen. He'll run out of that place where he's trying to sit. Amen. Amen. And then let the Spirit go in and say, blossom, bloom, and water in it by the Spirit of God. Yes. Hallelujah. If you've heard this word tonight, just wave your hand and say, hey, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to start to pray in the Holy Ghost more often. You're going to have to do that. Now you understand why it's so important. You know, it's most important, you know, just to pray. And if you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, just moan. The Bible says, "Grow, Jesus, oh, help me, Father, help me, Jesus, hallelujah, oh, help me, Jesus, hallelujah." Or confess, my spirit's in control, my spirit's in authority, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of my life. Jesus is Lord of my life. Jesus is Lord of my life. The will of God will be done in my life. The will of God will be done in my church. Hallelujah. I build myself up in the most holy faith. I will not stray. I agree with what God wants to do. In Jesus' name, it shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We agree with the plan of God. It shall be done. The will of God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do it, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the double-minded man is the man that has two on the throne. Amen. You know, two, that's a monster, you know. That's a monster. It's got the flesh ruling on one throne. Amen. And spirit sitting right beside him. Spirit saying one thing, flesh saying another thing. And in your body and whatever else happens, they can make any shot. They don't know who to follow. Demons got all authority in your life. Amen. Hey, it's a freak. Well, you need to get focused and get a single-minded, that have the mind of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Don't allow the Spirit to call some shots and the flesh to call the other shots. Your troops will get confused. They don't know who's in control or who's in charge. Amen. You try to get up in the morning to pray. You know, your spirit says, get up to pray. It tells the troops, get up, body. And the flesh get up. I said, lay back down. I said, you're not going to church. And the troops say, he's the one. I don't care what the spirit tries to say. That's the one that's in control. Even somebody say, it won't be no more. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now laugh at every one of your options as you sit down and get ready to sow an offering. Laugh at all your options. Laugh at all the options and get the plan of God. Laugh at all the options. My, my, my. Laugh at all the options. Hallelujah. How many of you need a financial blessing? Amen. How many of you need a financial breakthrough?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll get it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, money is coming. Say, it's here. And only my spirit can grab a hold of it. There is a resource out there that only you can grab by the Spirit and cause it to manifest. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "Ooh, you ought to just be glad you're blessed. You ought to be glad that someone called you blessed.
Amen.
Somebody just said it about you, even though you don't deserve it."
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God said it. Amen. It shall be. Somebody say, "Well, I ain't doing nothing about it." Don't you worry about it. God said it. He'll cause you to walk in those ways.
Amen.
To have those blessings come upon you. God has not pulled his blessing from your life. He's not changed his mind concerning you. Glory to God. God's still out to do you good and bring you to the top and give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Praise God. And ain't nobody mad about it but the devil. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. You know, I can hear God in heaven telling the angels, "Amen. Watch and make the devil mad." So let me bless this one, make the devil real mad. Let me make the devil real mad by blessing somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I had them in a corner. I thought I had them biting their nails. Everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I like that. Everything. Why? Why? I don't care. Whatever we're dealing with, whatever you're dealing with. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Faith hears God and believes.
Amen.
And God said everything is going to be all right. Period. Think about your worst problem right now, if any of you got any left. Think about it right now and close your eyes and stretch your hand out toward it and say, "Be all right." Say it again. Be all right. Say it one more time. I command you in the name of Jesus. Be all right. Hallelujah. Speak to refrigerators that are empty. Be full.
Be full.
Speak to bank accounts that are low or closed. Be open and be
full. Be
open and be full. Hallelujah. Speak to cars that need to be paid off. Be paid off.
Be paid off.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Be all right.
Be all right.
We need to get off of our problems so we can get on to God's project.
Amen.
You see, so many of us are so stuck on our stuff and our problems that we can't get on with God's project. When you realize, listen, you can get over off your stuff, amen. Get off of your problems, let's get on to God's project, amen. If God's got to take care of your stuff first, let him.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So that's what the Spirit's saying on the inside. You get together, you come in line, you get together, use your faith. Say, come on, we got to get on to God's project, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Whatever you need, God's got it. Hallelujah. Anybody need a better job? Wiggle your hand. Amen. Stand up. Glory, stand up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Somebody raise your hand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, just stretch your hand down. Everybody put your hands that way in Jesus' name. Say, brother,
you be blessed
with a good job.
Could you receive
30,000? Could you? Is that okay or is 40 better? Which one can you receive? Whatever you can receive. What can you receive? Can you receive that? Are you willing to be obedient to walk in that light?
Yes, sir.
No, are you serious? Okay. And you'll be faithful in it.
Yes, sir.
Well, Father God, in the name of... Bless him! Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch. Watch. There are a lot of you broke ones around here. Amen.
Amen.
Getting deficient checks and all this other stuff and took you from 100 grand. And you said, if I could just get 100,000 a year, then some of you done pulled off 150. You wouldn't believe the group that we had. Tell them about it, Rex. We had a church about a little bit bigger than this when we first started out. We figured out that over, what was it, that first year, we went from house to house, and people said we went from house to house because the Bible said so. No, we went from house to house because everybody was losing them. We didn't know who would have electricity. Amen. So we went from place to place, and God turned it around in Jesus' name. Amen.
people started to come into abundance after abundance after abundance after abundance after abundance. About a year later, we said, everybody that's doing over 50,000, stand up. Amen. And just about everybody stood up but Mary. Amen. She wasn't here then. Amen. That's why she didn't stand up. I'm joking. Amen. And it just went on. Y'all remember?
Yeah.
Y'all remember? Your dad was there. Amen. And we said, everybody's doing well. I said, my, that's good. 55. Everybody stand up. Hardly none of them been to college. I don't think any of them. Amen. I don't think any of them. Not one. Not one. And the one that did go was probably high and couldn't remember it. And when, by the time they went there, amen, it's true. Amen. We said 60,000. Everybody's still standing. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
And we said 70. Everybody's still standing. Got to 100. Still standing. Somebody say, praise God. If he did it before, he'll do it again. And I tell you what, you know more than what they knew. You hear what I'm saying? You got more faith. Amen. Amen. Than they had. You got a stronger foundation. I tell you the truth. I'm not down talking about it. I'm telling the truth. You got a stronger foundation than they had. All you got to do is put your faith in it. And see it work. Amen. And focus and watch what God can do. And God can do it.
Yes.
And he will do it if you let him do it. Somebody say, I don't believe all that. Neither did they until they did, until they start happening. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
God can do much more than this if you just let him do it. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Now, the problem is after you get it. See, my faith is no longer getting them to the place where they can get it. Amen. It's preparing them after they get it that they still standing around and not, amen, that they can handle it. Amen. They don't get all crazy. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I could tell you. I could tell you. Somebody say amen. We could tell you, amen. Once it comes, are you going to remain faithful? Amen. You going to think that you did it or whether God did it. There are a whole lot of people that think that they did a bunch of stuff. You ain't do nothing crazy. Glory to God. Look at what you can do. Look where you what you've done. My goodness. Look what you've done over the last year. You should be ashamed of yourself. Amen. You didn't do it. God did it. Hallelujah. And if he did it before, he can do it again if you just believe him and trust him. Hallelujah. Hold that offering up real high in the air. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. If you don't have one, Chris will give it to you. Amen. You ain't got your, oh, you were smart. He didn't bring his wallet. No, I'm joking. Hallelujah. See, some of y'all not in faith anyhow. You dumb ones, amen. Hallelujah. What do you mean by say you dumb ones, amen? When somebody else has a wave, catch it with them. Glory to God. Amen. You want to catch somebody's wave, catch it. If you got as much as she got in last week, you'd be jumping too. Amen. It's that easy. Amen. It's that easy. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, picked me up and turned me around. Hallelujah. I ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. I ain't seen nothing yet. Say, I see it coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I'm an overcomer. I have more than enough in the name of Jesus. I'll be able to stand in this grace. Stable. I will not run back. I will walk forward in Jesus' name. And I'm going to save my friends with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get much better. Things are going to get much better. There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Not only are our natural things going to be taken care of, but there will be spiritual increase over this land. Spiritual increase over this land. Many will come into the knowledge of God, into the ways of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Many will rejoice in God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And I claim a great year. Hallelujah. And I call all my buddies in, all my preaching buddies from the north, south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. Send us some good word that we might be able to celebrate together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Get all the charlatans out of the way, God, and send us good word. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for Brother Marty Blackwilder, for Brother Philip, and all those people down there at Ramah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we pray for Brother Copeland up there. That thing that he's been believing you for, Father God, that said that the enemy's been trying to hold it up, we speak a word of increase down there in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray supernaturally that every one of nations, churches, bills is paid, and we have more than enough to take care of, and our faith is strong that we might be able to sow a greater seed in the earth in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray, Father God, for the ability to continue and to continue and to continue and to continue to seed the world with the finances, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, I believe you for the day in the name of Jesus, Father God, that these folks, Father God, will be able to go out throughout the world and be able to make $1,000 offerings in different ministries, Father God. Hallelujah. With no fear, Father God. And after they sow it, Father God, it comes back. It comes back. It keeps coming back. And the faster it comes back, it goes out again in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray that you would bless them in business, Father God. I pray that you would call forth seed, generational seed, Father God. Inheritance, oh God. Favor, Father God. Many different ways. Lord, you know. I don't know. Only you know how you can bless them. God, it's your problem. Hallelujah. But do it in the name of Jesus. Release heaven toward them in the name of Jesus. Give him something. Please, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, let a wall of blessing separate them from the unfaithful in Jesus' name, Father God. Let them know by the blessing that remains over their life that this is God on them, that this is the anointing of God. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. As you separated, Father God, those that knew you from those that didn't know you, even Laban's sheep from the sheep of Jacob, oh God, I call forth a greater sheepfold in the name of Jesus. I call forth a greater sheepfold by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, Father God. Hallelujah, that only the strong will survive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray over Friday night's Holy Ghost meeting that your Spirit would be here. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray over Sunday morning services, oh God, that all the ministries would start to manifest, that different people would get anointed with different graces, Father God, that they'd be able to do what you called them to do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you would allow this house to be a house of Holy Ghost power, a revival, a full salvation, a full gospel. Hallelujah. Where the word of God will be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the word of God will be free. Where the Spirit of God will be free to move in the name of Jesus. Where the people will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not flaky, but stable, oh God. Stable, oh God, to bring about your will. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they'd be able to shake this region with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Not no longer tossed to and fro by every word of doctrine, by every little word, by every little thing that goes around. Father God, but standing strong in your word in the name of Jesus. Father God, let those that bless us be blessed, Father God. Let those that curse be cursed in the name of Jesus. Father God, put a hedge of protection around all those that would seek, Father God, to come and hear your voice spoken in this house, Father God. Protect them, Father God. Deliver them, God. Set them free, oh God. Preserve every word that you planted in their heart. Water every seed by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Give them rapid growth in Jesus' name. Water their seed, oh God. Protect them from every plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every wicked scheme in the name of Jesus. Send them forth a praying spirit, oh God. Give them a praying spirit, a praying anointing, oh God. A praying anointing, oh God. Tell them not to be afraid of the Spirit of God, oh God, but be strong in the Lord. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Strengthen them. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Strong in the Lord. Do something special in our midst. Do something special in our midst. Do something special in our midst. Father God, we pray for those that are on the wayward side. In the name of Jesus, cause them to flip on over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for everyone that you whispered in their ear. ear, Father God, and told them to come and be a part. Hallelujah. And told them to come in, Father God. They've been attracted one way or the other. Father God, we pray that by your spirit that you would just push them on in the name of Jesus and allow them to be stable. We call them out right now in the name of Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of anointing. Father God, we pray that you would anoint everyone in this room to be ministers, oh God, that they would minister to their neighbors, that they would minister to their employers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we loose the love of God on this community. We loose the love of God on this community. We loose the love of God in the school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We loose the anointing of God in that car that Brother Dean drives in. We loose the anointing of God in that car. We loose it over Tommy. We loose it over Mo. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit and the anointing of God. Let the anointing of God increase in every way. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we loose the anointing of God in your massage room. In every place you go to do appointments, and we loose the spirit of God. By the spirit of God, we loose the anointing of God where every place you dwell. In the name of Jesus, we loose the spirit of God. We loose the spirit of God. Sister Bell, as you minister to Andy, right now in the name of Jesus, you minister to Andy and to those that you work with. We loose the anointing of God, the tangible touch of God, the sweet flow of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, 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 let your spirit fall. Let your anointing accompany him, oh God. Send your ministering angels in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, those situations where they feel weak in, oh God, where they feel outnumbered in, Father God, let them know that they are outnumbered, Father God, maybe on the outside, but on the inside, greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world, and that they're the victor, that they're the winner, that when the end of the battle, they're going to be standing in Jesus' name. They'll still be standing in Jesus' name, because they're a tree planted by the rivers of still waters. Hallelujah. Everything they put their hand to prospers in Jesus' name. God's telling you that you're going to win. 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 You're going to win in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I speak a word of change over this geographic area in Jesus' name. Change in the name of Jesus. Change in the name of Jesus. Change in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Strong in God. Strong in God. Chris, strong in God. Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for Regency Bible Institute this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do something special this year with Regency Bible Institute in Jesus' name. Ha, 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 ha. Give us an anointed year with Regency Bible Institute. Father God, we pray that you would send us supernatural students. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for a better year than the year we had before in Jesus' name, Father God. Lord, you know, and we follow your spirit in that area, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you. Isn't it good to pray? Feels good just to pray. We speak over Nations Church website where there has been difficulty and problem. In the name of Jesus, we commission angels to fix it. Hallelujah. Father God, we command the angels to fix it, and anybody that comes out against it, woe be to them in Jesus' name. Fix the website. In Jesus' name we pray. Everything broken right now, fix it. Hallelujah. Longo do da banda do ustela da da do stinka tani do da ashte prapato for the cuisine in the high. Rende do lo ushala high. Father God, the area of the yellow pages, we don't understand any of those things. Father God, your will be done.
Fix the signs in Jesus' name. Get the signs together in Jesus' name. We pray. Pray. Glory to God. We pray over the nation's church signs. We pray over the nation's church flyers and posters and banners, whatever else is needed. Hallelujah. Send an anointing. Send an anointing to get these things done. Send an anointing to get these things done. Send an anointing to get these things done. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We consecrate that children's room right now. And devil, you will not have it this year. You will not have it this year. We commission intercessors over the children's church ministry right now in the name of Jesus. And we call forth an anointing over that place in Jesus' name. Father God, we call forth 20 children's church workers in Jesus' name. Send forth 20 of them in the name of Jesus. Give us intercessors to believe, Father God. Full intercessors to believe in it in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it. God, we tried. We can't. Only you can. So we pray and we petition and we agree right now with the Spirit of God, and we speak. Be a ministry in Jesus' name. We call forth a Holy Ghost Children's Church ministry in the name of Jesus. Whatever is necessary to cause it to happen, do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Randa de la baba de la hasa on the wall, brother. Halakara de oshanani osanana andele gusabahada de ushtedahanaha. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we speak to the nations in this geographic area. Right now, we speak to Russians, we speak to Germans, we speak to the French, we speak to black, white, Mexican, Indian, in the name of Jesus, Japanese, Chinese, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we sow a seed for the future right now in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in this geographic area in Jesus' name. You do it, God. You said it. You do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we rebuke sickness. We rebuke sickness and disease. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke every form of sickness in Jesus' name. Every form of sickness that might seek to dwell in the midst of the camp. Right now in Jesus' name, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. We rebuke car accidents for those that are traveling over the highways to get here. We rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. And we rebuke negative big mouth friends in Jesus' name that might seek to destroy you and get you to turn around and go the wrong way. Hallelujah. You're already rebuked even before you show up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Call it forth from the north, south, the east, and the west. Lord, don't let your praying spirit leave this place. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Didn't mean to keep y'all so late. Hallelujah. You can bring your, as he puts, isn't this good? Isn't this good? Isn't this good? It's marvelous in our eyes. How many are going to commit to pray? How many are going to commit to pray? We need to do this. I don't want any, Jesse, no more sound checks a half hour before every service. No more sound checks. No more running people in this building before every service. Prayer. Before every service, don't come in here be talking and chattering. Let there be prayer. Maybe Sunday we can do something different. Sunday we can do it different. But Sunday night, and Friday night. Let's do that Sunday night and Friday night. Friday night at from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, absolutely nothing in this building, in this room right here, but prayer. So reverence the place of prayer. Sunday night, service is at 7 o'clock, at 6:30, prayer, amen. So absolutely, if we have any ushers or anybody, absolutely no talking in this place during the place of prayer. And try to make prayer. If you want to have coffee, come early enough so you can get coffee at 7 o'clock and then go to prayer at 7:30, because that's really what's going to do it, amen. If we're going to win the city, if we're going to do what God wants us to do, we can only do it by faith. And faith will come to us as we build ourselves up in it. We have faith, but we're not developed in it. And we can only do that as we pray together. So let's start to pray. And we might just cancel a couple services and just have full prayer services. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. You're an intercessor, aren't you, precious? Hallelujah. Intercessor. This is Montgomery County, too. She wanted to know. That's her call. She wanted to make sure she was praying in Montgomery County. We're right. Are we Montgomery County? Yeah, we're in Montgomery County.
It's not Harris till you go over the bridge.
Until you go over the bridge. We're right at the bridge. Okay. We're right at the bridge. Amen. You're allowed to pray in this county. Amen. Somebody say pray. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. And I pray for those of y'all that are coming down there from that Beltway 8, I pray a new car on you. I pray a new car on you in Jesus' name. I pray a nice car on you in Jesus' name. A van? Okay, sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you going to be faithful with it when you get it? I might sow it to you myself. Yes, yeah, let's pray this way. Everybody put your hand here. Everybody put your hand. Father God, as her faith is, bless her with it in Jesus' name. Give her a van and a car in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. He gives it to, if God's going to give it to you, he's going to give it to you with no sorrow. If God will give it to you, give it to you with no sorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all drive too. Y'all can have a van in Conroe too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody come in here, make any noise and carry on, leave them next week. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody, let's call in 20 vans. Let's call them in. Why not? Let's call them in. Father God, give us a van. 20 vans. 20 van owners in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Let's call them in. Father God, we call in the vans. Right now, and I don't want no vans bringing no 50 kids for us to babysit. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We call van in from Umbo. We call van in from Conroe. We call a van in from Huntsville. We call a van in from Sugarland. We call a van in from Beltway 8. Bring them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, you got to have faith. Glory to God. You got to have faith. We call vans in from 1960 area in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bring them in from the north. God, anoint somebody and have it be done in Jesus' name. You speak it, watch it be done. You speak it, watch it be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nations Church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many? Now, y'all pray on those things and watch what God does. Hallelujah. Can y'all believe it's time to go already? Is it 9 o'clock? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want... See, we are certain things that we're bound to. It'd be so nice just to pass a plate. But we're not allowed to. Because the Bible says what? Bring your offering. And your tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. About the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on for 1 second. Kathy, hold on, y'all. When is TD in town? Yeah, in Dallas. Which Sundays was he Dallas? Sunday night. First Sunday in September, let's plan to do a road trip. And let's go to TD Jakes for Sunday night service. Oh, Labor Day. First Sunday in October. She can't. There's a reason. All right, first Sunday in October. So everybody mark first Sunday in October. First Sunday night in October, everybody come. We'll do a potluck here, and then we'll get on the road, and we'll all go to Dallas after Sunday morning service. Right after Sunday morning service, we'll all go to Dallas, and we're all going to go to Brother TD's church, and we'll make the call to Brother TD and them and tell them that we're going to come and see if we can get some good seats. Let's believe God for 50. Let's believe God for 50. Can we do that? All right. Praise God. We'll do it. Amen. That'll be nice. Hallelujah. Amen. And pray that we won't be lacking any finances by not having a Sunday night service in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going.